There's something that's important that's been on my heart, and I talked to Pastor Gabe about it, about generosity, about giving our tithes and offerings, and he shared with most of us in the room what it means to tithe and what it means to give offerings. You may be seated. It's okay. And the Lord gave me a picture of what it looks like to be generous. And the cool thing about it is, how many of you remember, maybe you watched an old movie and it's like a castle and they got these big bridges that come down? It's called a drawbridge. Y'all know what I'm talking about? These big bridges come down and there's like a river that runs through and it's a big old bridge. And one of the things the Lord showed me was that we have different bridges in our hearts, drawbridges in our hearts. And one of the things the scripture says that if you can't forgive, if you have unforgiveness in your life, the Bible says he can't forgive you. And so you have this drawbridge in your heart of forgiveness. No matter who shamed you, no matter who hurt you, we have to learn to forgive. And so if you have the drawbridge open, that means that God can walk in and out of your heart. And he can bring forgiveness to you. I definitely don't want God not to forgive me. I live off his forgiveness. And so the same thing happens with our hearts, with generosity. If we're stingy with our money or stingy with what we have, God's walkway into your heart is unavailable because the drawbridge is up. And if you open the drawbridge of your finances to the Lord, you open your drawbridge to your life, God begins to walk in and out of your heart, and it's the most beautiful thing in the world. So it's not about just giving. The giving and tithing is not about the church. It's about you and me. It's about God trusting us with his resources. Are we able to, if he gives, are we going to close the door and forget him again? Are we going to keep that two-way communication open where God can come in and bless you and you can bless others? It's just about your heart. It doesn't matter if it's $5, $100, $1,000. It's not the amount. It's your heart. Where is your heart prostrated? Do you have a heart of generosity? And God looks for hearts that are open. And God looks for hearts that are forgiving. God looks for hearts that are not looking and making it about themselves. It makes it about him. So in my personal life, I've learned that the more I keep this drawbridge open, the more God does for my personal life. Not financially. Don't get it with money. Just look at your heart. Generosity comes in several different forms. But the drawbridge to our lives mostly is the hardest thing we deal with is money. Money's not a bad thing if it's done correctly. Amen? And so I encourage you, if you're not giving, open that drawbridge to your heart and be generous for yourself, not for the church. And don't look at the church as they need my money. It's for God to keep that doorway open in our hearts so that we can continue to live a life that's flowing. I want to flow in every area of my life. I want to flow in my marriage. I want to flow in my finances. I want to flow in generosity and forgiveness. I want to flow with my children. I want every door that God has available for me to flow in to be opened. Amen. So if you've given this week, you can give online. There's a giving station in the back. Fill out your envelope. If you got some cash, throw it in there. If you want to give your tithes, throw it in there. And if you gave online, thank you for all your generous offerings and tithes you've given. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for every tithe and every offering. I thank you, Lord, for blessing your people. I thank you for giving us the resources to give, to keep our hearts open to you, Jesus. And I ask you, Lord, just to speak to each and every one of us in our own way, Lord, that it's not about money. It's about generosity. It's about having a heart that is open. Open our hearts today, Lord, to see exactly what you're trying to do with our lives. Only you can do this, Holy Spirit. Only you can open our hearts. We bless every offering. We bless every tithe. We bless every giving, Lord. We just bless every person that's watching us online. We thank you for all that you're doing for yourself, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.